welcome to the Get Real with Anne-Louise podcast. My name is Anne-Louise, and this is your Friday morning mental health tip. Do you ever experience waking up in the middle of the night and feeling your entire body like shaking with fear, not really understanding what's going on? Did I have too much sugar before bedtime? Did I drink too much wine? What exactly is happening? And then your mind kicks in and you just start ruminating and thinking about all the things that you've forgotten, thinking about things that you should remember, your grocery list, the list goes on and on and on. And one thought goes on to the next thought, goes to the next thought, and oh my God. And then you start worrying about not being able to fall asleep and how tired you're going to be the next morning. And whew! Are you with me still? Do you know this feeling? I used to have this all the time. And I didn't understand that actually what I was having is an anxiety attack. I was feeling really anxious. I didn't know that that's what I was feeling. Maybe you do know. Maybe it's also new to you. And what do you do about it when that happens? And I remember very clearly the last time this happened to me. It was in a couple of months ago when my son tested positive for corona. That scared the shit out of me. And that evening, falling asleep, I woke up with this feeling. And luckily, I had been reading a book called Self-Compassion by Kristen Neff. And if you're someone who is generally harsh with yourself, I would highly recommend you reading this book. I have heard from so many people that this is a life-changing book. I've heard from someone when they just lost a dear one. This book helped them out tremendously. Another person's told me that they were going through something really hard in their life, and this book was a complete game changer. And I must admit, for me as well, this book has really been transformative. So highly recommend it. It's called Self-Compassion by Kristen Neff. The three things that you can do to help yourself if you wake up in the middle of the night like this, with this feeling, is inspired by her, by this book. And inspired by her, Kristen Neff. She also has some visualizations and meditations on her website. I'd highly recommend you check them out. And I don't think these three things only work when you wake up in the middle of the night. I think they work all the time. So whenever you're feeling anxious, whenever you're feeling like, oh, life is about to be really hard, or you're about to face something really difficult, use these three things. So let's get to them. Number one is mindfulness. And that means feel what you're feeling. Be in your body. Don't push it away. Don't try to change it. Mindfulness is about paying attention on purpose. It's about being with what is without any judgment. So feel what you're feeling, even if it's uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable. My heart is pounding. My whole body is shaking. It's really uncomfortable. Be with it. Don't try and change it. Don't push it away. Feel what you're feeling. Step number two is remember that you're a human being. Everyone feels ups and downs in their life. Nothing is ever just good or just bad. Life is about up and down and good and bad and happy and sad and angry and joyful, and nothing is ever just linear. It's part of the human experience to feel shitty sometimes. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone feels bad sometimes. That's just the way life is. Nobody said when you were born, okay, now life is only going to be good and you're never going to feel anything shit. That's not going to happen. So remember that everyone feels that life is hard sometimes. And maybe you're feeling that life is hard a lot, and that's okay too. A lot of people feel that too. And just by feeling that you're not alone, that other people feel this way too, sort of immediately calms down your system. So remember that you're human and that everyone feels like this from time to time. And step number three is to show yourself compassion. Be nice to yourself. What would you tell a child that is feeling what you're feeling? So imagine your child, if you have children, your child just woke up in the middle of the night and they come to you and they say, "Mommy, Daddy, I just had a nightmare." And if you have children, I'm sure that's happened. What do you tell them? What would you like to tell them? What would a compassionate, caring parent tell them? They would tell them things like, "Oh, I'm so sorry that you're feeling this way. Let me give you a hug." They would say something nice like, "You're safe. Don't worry. I'm here for you." Or, "I love you." What else could you say? Something really nice. I care for you. It's okay. Let me help you. Or, you're wonderful. And something that makes you feel good. Like words with sugar. Should we call it that? And that's it. Those are the three steps. And I did that night that I'm talking about, back when my son tested positive, because I just read that in the book and I thought, let me try it. And so I felt my feelings. I felt what it was like to be in my body with all these anxious, this shaking and this, my heart, I felt like my heart was in my throat, and my whole body was really uncomfortable, but I felt it and I stayed with it. And I reminded myself that this is part of the human experience. Everyone feels like this once in a while, which made me feel like I wasn't alone. Someone else out there is feeling exactly like I'm feeling, maybe even at the exact same time. And the final thing is I said something nice to myself. Now, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I must have said something like, "It's okay you're feeling like this. I love you. You're good enough. You didn't do anything wrong. You're perfect the way you are," or something along those lines. And, you know, this was a bit of a magic trick, but it worked. And I felt so much better and I could immediately fall back to sleep. And the next morning I was so incredibly proud of myself that I had actually taken something from a book I'd read and used it in my life. So I hope this helps you. I hope you can remember these three steps. So number one, be mindful, feel what you're feeling. Number two, be human. You're human. It's part of the human experience. And number three, be kind to yourself. Say something nice to yourself. I hope these three things are helpful for you. And if you want to find more things to help you relax your body, relax and feel confident inside out, sign up for my email list. I'll give you six ways where you can feel calm and confident in your body. And I also send out monthly emails where you can keep up to date with my podcast and my support group and, you know, anything else that I do, if you want to keep in touch and know what I'm up to. So with that, I hope that you'll be kind to yourself and show yourself some self-compassion. I am sending you love and I wish you well. Bye.